here we are.
So now, someone has a question.
You jump into the lake.
Yeah. So we set up last time, just we mocked them. We set up last time that on one hand there's a Proteus issue that comes to you, but it sort of needs to be built as a sugya, and you need to understand the root of the issue in order to properly understand the specific question and build it as something that could be applied. So I have something specific that I encountered, and I tried to sort of build it to a certain degree. I sort of got stuck in building it that I saw that it's very kaliistic, and trying to make it more as a sugya. So I'm going to start hafuch. I'm going to start with a specific question, and then try to build it. And the question was when I flew to...
First I want to say what you said now. Very good. Very good. He said now, that would be attractive. He said now there's a specific question, you may feel that the sugya where we spoke last time. I got the question via a letter from someone very, very interesting man, which he asked the question the following. Could you explain to me, and now I can't say it by name, but could you explain to me what does it mean after you said that the Mashgiach was not your role model and you were not going according to him, but was the Sukkis role? What does it mean, Shimush Tamid Chomim, what you say? He asked that. So this is a very big issue in Shimush Tamid Chomim today, which you think Shimush Tamid Chomim means you see how they act. I think it's not true. I think Shimush Tamid Chomim, the way it is in the Gemara, means you see how they exactly make this. They make from those particular incidents sugyas in Torah. That is Shimush Tamid Chomim. That's why the Shimush Tamid Chomim has to do with learning Gemara. Shono. You can only make Shimush Tamid Chomim because the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky makes like this or makes like that, you don't have to learn Gemara, you will make exactly the same tenuas. In German you call that wie sich räuspert und wie er spuckt hat er im Trefflicht abgeguckt. The way he makes like to make spies, it's exactly the way the Rebbe did, you know. So this has nothing to do with Shimush Tamid Chomim. Because Shimush Tamid Chomim is very much that has to do with the learning, and it has to do with the learning, but the learning itself goes from the Torah to the issue, and Shimush Tamid Chomim goes from the issue to the Torah. And that's what you see when you make your Shimush Tamid Chomim. Okay, only as it's a very important issue, it's a very important concept you are saying. Okay, now you come.
So I flew back to America a few months ago, and basically,
why is that back?
That's only not forward. It's so they have on every seat there's a video.
Yes.
And you can watch you can watch videos. So throughout the flight, you see that that certain families park their kids in front of a TV screen or cartoons, whatever. They're not watching anything necessarily bad, and they're sitting there. They for 3, 4, 5 hours they're entertained straight. So I was misupuk to myself if that's something that's in line with what we believe and what chinuch's about, or something that's not. And the way I tried to build what the sugya is, you can ask a general question as to what the tachas of chinuch is and does this fit into that. But to try to make it a little more specific, is there in avodas Hashem in every makom that a person is, if I understand correctly, there's makom avoida. Perhaps it's not the highest level, but in every situation a person is, so there is what to be oivid, there is what to shteig. Is there such a thing in chinuch as well, to give over to the child a similar flavor, that you're on a plane, it's not geschmack, it's 9 hours, it's long, but on one hand we can still try to be oivid in a certain degree, or is there such a thing as it's bidyevid, it's downtime, just leave me alone for 5 hours, let me sleep, you do your thing, and then... So to try to build it as a sugya, I'm not sure if this is too kolius or not, to try to see if there's if in every matzav shahu there is how to be mechanech and what to be mechanech, or just to leave a kid sit there for 5 hours and I take my vacation and I'll pick up after the flight, I'll be mechanech again for the next 6 years. That's basically the issue.
That's a very basic question. So look, first, when I would take this question, I would make it I try to relate to it. The first is, for sure, this question is depending on your own involving in Avodas Hashem. When by you, obviously, Avodas Hashem is really on the forefront always, like by very big people. So then you have, even by a child, you are in constant demand. I do not think that most of the people, even Bnei Torah, they are holding by this madrega. You as a person also, you have times where you are more on the top of yourself, and at times you are less, you know, you let it go. So you yourself have times to let it go and times not. So the way you approach chinuch, you have first to come to terms with your own matzav in that. When you let it go, what does that mean? Do you also say that you are now time out or time down? You said something like this. That's why you're time down, that's it. I'm now free. I will begin to be a Ben Torah another 3 hours. Is that the approach you do? Or you have an approach which you say, you know, I am not so strong and it is difficult matzav and I'm going through that, but I will not, I don't take vacation. It's not a shot of taking vacation, it's a shot of accepting the difficulty and not driving myself crazy. So, according to my opinion, it should be the second side. Yeah? That you yourself, you don't drive yourself crazy because you understand that it will not have any fruitful outcome. But it's not the pshat that you actually take off. And you say, now I'm free, I'm off. That makes a very bad flavor. I don't know whether you had that. You tried once, and you go to Chutz Lawrence to a vacation, and say, today is off. You know, you try, then it's not good. Because afterwards, it's not good, today off. I don't think that your children have to have this off. It is dear. So when I would go with the children on the plane and they would be looking the film, do you know what I would do? I would partially look the film together with them. That's what I would do. Yeah, you're looking the trick film, I look with you. I look with you. So that would make the context that, you know, it's not free time. We do that together. I'm not excited about it. And then I'll speak with him. Then I can monitor that very well. I won't be in charge the whole time, you know. But once or twice, this whole endeavor of looking at the film by a child should never be that this is his own niche and you are just out of that. When you're together with him, it is takeshvel. We can't do anything else, you know. It's really boring. 9 hours on an airplane it's terrible. So you do something like this, like looking at the film or whatever it is as a child. But you afterwards speak with him about that, or speak a little bit with it, or a little bit, and not immediately the next. You have a discussion with him, and then you go again. You are part of the picture. Then you can say, not always, then, okay, for 2 hours you go to sleep, and he looks further on, never mind. As long as you are secure that it won't be any harmful thing that he does with that. But never mind. But it is, this whole world is not like blank out. This, I think, is the wrong message. That's a cloistical thing in all of these secular things which a child does. You have it at home too. I had children which, out of certain reasons, which were, according to me, the right reasons, I can't say that was a mistake. They also looked on the television, on the thing like television. They looked on the computer films. Yeah. So it was not my cup of tea, but my wife, I only mamish twice or three times in my life, but my wife looked once in a while together with them and discussed that with them, not everything. But then this was part of the educational system. It was the fallout. It was not that this thing falls out. That's, I think, what is the danger. So in a certain way, you never give time off. That means it's out of the window. But it is out of being charedi in that sense that you are mutchering yourself. But it's also discussable. It's also there, a part of your family setting. It is a part of your family setting that you are low, or it's a part of the family setting that times are difficult, and we do things which we regularly wouldn't do. I think it's important that this should stay in the frame and not out of the frame. Yeah? I think that would be the issue. What you do then, it depends on the age. It depends on the age of your child. Yeah? The age of your child, how are your children were small.
My child was trying to get into the TV screen and play with the the character, she didn't know what it was.
Okay, so this was not so. Okay, that's not so. But when they are a little bit older, so I do not remember what I did, but I think that I went with, that was a small, that was not an American flight, just a shorter one, but I put them, I told them they should look at sports, because they were old enough to look at films which I did not want, and they also basically didn't want, because they were infrared enough, they didn't want that, but they wanted entertainment, so they looked at a football game between Barcelona and Madrid or something like this, so they said, hey, you can score most of these, you know, so they were very excited about that, so that was it. Okay?
They had it on the plane.
Exactly, it was a sports thing.
Don't get excited.
Don't get excited, yeah.
Haven't you?
Okay, so, yeah.
Along the lines of that sort of Shiloh, let's say that it's going to visit a relative who's not from or whatever, and whenever your child's going to be exposed to something, do you have to worry about a one-time incident having a long-time hushba when it's coming to watching a movie or a TV? Like, if you, let's say you're in America, you could be any store, and every store they have TVs and movies, or you could be going to visit a relative, there's like 20 kids there, and they're all sitting in front of the TV just watching some movie. Whatever it be, if you would determine that this is the sort of thing that you don't want your children to be exposed to, and in general they're not, do you ever have to worry, okay, you know, I'm going to have to make a big, huge what to do just so that there's no long-term hushba from this thing, or one time, these are not making big...
I don't think the one time makes a difference when your family situation is stable. Mm-hmm. I do not think. It's way exaggerated. I think one time makes when there is you have to understand that when there is a clear setting that this you do on the plane or this you do by this relative,
you have to communicate that to them.
Yeah, or it is comes out or you communicate that. That's where it's clear that when that is by this relative, I think so. This not. The problem is there could be a problem. It depends where your family is. Could be a problem that when you have parents, which the parents they have like a more television in every single bedroom and one big one in the. in the living room when they have parents or in-laws like this, and then they want your children. So that could be a problem because then that is part of their life. You know, that's the grandparents, and these grandparents, that's a good vacation point, and they have enough money to take them over, and they take them over, and then this will be a very bad vacation. That would be it's not that the television is bad, but the music of vacation is then very much connected to something which is very off the wall, you know. And then the child can want to have vacation like this. It is very much this, the way we spoke beforehand, that it depends, this environment or the music of vacation can be, the music of vacation means poets. And that is then, can be very bad, that he can be in yeshiva. But when he thinks about vacation, he thinks about things which are behavior not appropriate or even also, because that's what vacation is. This shouldn't be. Yeah? Once in a while, you're going to pay the parents, but that's not what vacation is. Mm-hmm. That you have to be careful. People which are, for example, here, they are inland, or when someone will move back to America, and he has the parents in a driving or a short flight distance, so that could be a problem. That you can't make that vacation means vacation from Yiddishkeit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that could be disastrous afterwards. Because that could be that by the age of 15, 16, these vacations are out of Yiddishkeit, they will drive the boy or the girl to somewhere where you don't want to be and want them to be. Yeah? But to family, it can be once in a while. You know, that's not bad.
And if there's pictures, let's say once a boy gets older, and let's say now we're talking about going and being in a store or wherever to be, and there's pictures of women and stuff like that, does that create a different issue in terms of your children being exposed?
I guess I don't know how the boys react to that. Mm-hmm. It depends a little bit. I don't know. I have to ask my wife. But I think we tried not to go to such places. But when there were, my children were not so much into that. That they wouldn't want to look. They wanted other. They wanted not to look. Don't know. Still don't know. Yeah. It shouldn't be a this nafshe shel odem chamdoson that the person when he has the option is not only once I came in, or it is a way to get it. It's like going to vacation or going to town means you go to a poet's place or going. It always this nishnogea, yeah. Going to town means that you go and buy something, But there are people, by them going to town means you go and look at things you shouldn't look at. There's two different going to town. And that's the reason why it makes two different influences on the people. That's you have to be very careful. Yeah?
With these issues of exposure to different media with children, is there a sense that there's a danger of turning everything into mind gnuffin?
Mind gnuffin toku.
Yeah.
So it depends a little bit whether it is in part of your family. That would take away the mind gnuffin. Because it's a part which is there, which is discussed, which you are part of it. So it's not it doesn't have the flavor of mind gnuffin. But when it is behind your back, or it is something which is out of your family, so that could have the taste of mind gnuffin. I would make that dependent there. Huh?
I mean, there has to be an outlet within the family to get that, or that means it's the discussion alone, isn't it?
No, it doesn't have to be an outlet. It's a question which is living. For example, I got a question from I think Portland, Oregon, something like this. They have no school there, and they have the children. They have a schooling of children, which they're sitting in front of the screen for particular education. There are programs like this, and they ask me whether this is disastrous that a child sits in front of the screen for 3 hours a day. You know, so you would say for sure, you would say this is disastrous. So now you see, look. Now I want only to say this point is all the same thing. What is that kid telling you? Of course, by you, by me, by people, this machine tells you that you could go and look at the news, let's say, when you are good, yeah, when you are bad, that tells you different things. But say, this machine tells me I can't go on CNN, even though it's a bad place to be, because they're anti-Semitic, but you go to CNN, or you go to Zürcher Zeitung, or you go somewhere, that's the place you go. But when a child goes and takes lessons, and he has to go through the tests, so this machine is about to be in every single home, yeah, you can't avoid. You can't make sure that your children will be never exposed to a computer. This is in today's society, like you say, my child will never be exposed to a telephone, automat, yeah? As well designed, yeah? It is not. It is a thing which is going everywhere. Computer, I don't say internet in that sense or in this sense, but computer, this machine, is a thing which every single home has today. You know, today it is a legitimate thing that you sit in a Beit Medrash or in a Beit Knesset and you have a computer on your in front of you. It's legitimate. It's even not kematmiya. I see the most Haredi people doing that. They write their own chidushim, or they go over all the chidushim. But this machine is there. So the question is, what does this machine tell you? Yeah? So when you have a child sitting 3 hours and make homework and learning, so the machine tells you that I'm there, that you should make come through your homework. So this is not such a bad message from the machine. You see, So the same thing over here. But you know, when you have the question, is always what is the type of the connection he has to the media or things like this, huh? Which then you don't have to be exposed, but it has to be. It is a part of your life. You have to decide what is a part of your life. You just ask me, do you have to expose your children to that? No. Versus this one is a part of my life. I just today finished the Nefesh HaChayim. I send it over to the one which has to print it. So I deal with this thing. Yeah? I make that. Yeah? See, and by me, the truth is, by me, this thing changed message, you know? Once it was a place of dealing with that, or dealing with it, or dealing with that. Now it was a place to deal with my Nefesh HaChayim. And now then it's a place to make the Skype calls to America. And then it's a place to answer emails. Let's say that's it. That's it. But by other people, this is an entirely other place. The problem of the one man, which is addicted to not good things on the computer, is not that there are not good things on the computer. The problem is that the computer tells him, go into these not good things. That how the computer speaks to him, like, yeah? So that's a part you have to decide in your life. What is part of your life and what is not part of your life? Yeah? Huh? Well, for example, by me, phones are kosher phones. Even though I have a non-kosher phone, but this non-kosher phone doesn't tell me I want to have the email, I want to have the internet. It tells me I want to have a possibility to make appointments. Stomach is a calendar for me, the whole thing. So the phone is only a calendar. Sporadically, I make a phone out of there because the phone number is in. But it's a calendar. It's everything. What is that for you? Huh? So that's a part of the of what you have to decide when you think, what do I take, do I have to make an outlet or films or things. It's more the question, what is in your life? And then according to that, you have to make that a part of the family life. Yeah? Yeah? Claw. Huh?
It's different, Shaya, based on what Ruben was saying, was is that you're right, when if there's a relative, let's say, where there's a constant interaction which has something which is negative, that could have a great score. But what about, as we're saying now, in society, everyone has a computer, everyone has access to things. So it could be that in your house, there's a message coming through the house that the machine speaks a certain message, but your children are often in different places where that's not the case. So you can't control the message being spoken, and that could come back to your children, which is brought back into your house. So
this is the point you have to know, and this is a very basic thing that has to do with nivelpe, that has to do with these things, it has to do with all the things which are you are creating, how that's like a tarbut. What does it mean a thing is speaking to you? That is a tarbut. You know what tarbut is? Tarbut means culture. That's what culture means in a certain way. A culture means, what does a thing speak to me? An uncultured person, when he sees a chicken, that means to him that he should jump on it and just internalize it immediately, you know? A cultured man, he says, no, that speaks to me that, you know, taste it, or things like this. What speaks to you? That's what the culture means. You have to know that the culture of your home is much more powerful than the culture from outside. It's not the culture from outside that doesn't do anything, but at the end, the culture of your home is giving the tone. But it depends how strong that culture of your home comes over. It depends. Once in a while, the culture of your home is a wishful thinking. You want to be a bentera, and you want to be really aloof. But underneath, actually you enjoy these things too, you know? We saw it by our good friends, where a friend when he asked whether the match of Barcelona against Real Madrid will be again on the thing. So that means the Elsom, you enjoy that. I understand you that you enjoy that. But you want that the culture should be that we are not into looking at football, we are not enchanting that. So this is then a not clear culture. You have to deal, that's much more tricky. Because in the end you enjoy that and your children will get that. Yeah? So then you have to think, how do I do that, that this should be the right message, yeah? This should be the right message. Of course, when this, they lost last time and this time too, when there will be, I, for example, I have a longest in that. When there will be the Olympic Games, I enjoy that. Why do I enjoy that? So I really don't enjoy when a Schwarzer can run away from the police so quick that no policeman can run after him, you know. That's not what is so interesting for me. Or it is this not what I look. I have enjoyed tremendously seeing people giving out their last potential. That's something which I enjoy looking at. Yeah? That I see people which, you know, when you really give your last thing, you can reach to heights or to stages where you couldn't believe that a person can't do that, you know. I enjoy looking at that. So of course, I enjoy that. So the children know that. So do I do that together with the children, not sporadically? You know, sporadically I speak with them, you know. When Usain Bolt was running, push it. It was, you couldn't believe that the man is running so quick, you know. It was not shy, push it. When you look at the distance between him and the next quickest one in the world, it was push it. This is not normal. That's not a normal thing happening in front of your eyes. So I was very, that was for me, wow, you see you still, even in that age where everyone is the same, you can be still way ahead of others, you know, way ahead. So that was for me a big thing. I was looking with my children. I enjoyed that, and they enjoyed that too. But it was enjoyment. So, okay, so that was a certain limud or a certain thing. I made it a little bit, I tried to keep it in the Haredi environment, which was a little bit different, difficult. I tried to keep that there, yeah? I tried to keep it there. It was difficult. I admit. But there I was in a problem, because I myself, it is a wishful thinking that I say, my children shouldn't be into sports because it's nonsense. That I really have to learn only. Which I would also want that the Eds we should learn only and wax like Chavez was. I also want that, but it's not the Talmud mine. Yeah, it's not the Talmud. Because my Talmud still has some color of that inside. So I go with that color. I try to make my best. I try not to go into that. And they have it within the family. Yeah. Then the message is not so clear. But once in a while, the message is very clear. Yeah, the message is very clear at home. Huh? So all this whole tarbut at home is much stronger than you think. Yeah? Much stronger than when your child sees that you enjoy that once in a while, even though you try to be a Ben Torah. So that also could be part of the tarbus. You have to understand, tarbus at home is the strongest one, and outside not so much. But it has to be a clear tarbus at home, a clear thing, and not a unclear, wishy-washy, behind the scenes and underneath the carpet. This doesn't help, you know, when you have things underneath the carpet or behind the scenes, the children, they look everywhere, yeah, and they will see underneath the carpet too. You can't educate children with underneath the carpet. It doesn't go. Yeah? It has to be, you work through. And then the home, I heard that from Israel Erlanger when he spoke about Nivel Peh. There's a Nivel Peh, and then his son came home from school with a Nivel Peh and things like this. And then once I think he said something like this, because the children were speaking like that. And then he said a word from such a, it was not the real Nivel Peh. It was a word you use in the street and not at home. It was used such a word. And then child looked at the father and says, "You also say that." So that's what it. So there he learned from that, that the tarbus at home is much more important than the tarbus outside. Because as long as the tarbus outside is outside, but you at home you don't do it and you really don't do it, then the child will get, no, you don't do these things. Because your tarbus at home is like this. But when your tarbus at home breaks in or has a different message, then the child will pretty quickly get this other message too. Yeah? By me it was sports a little bit. I'm not so much into sports. Once in 4 years, not too bad. And the soccer things is not that 90 minutes sitting in front of a game. So it's too much for me, you know. I don't have that. My father educated me very nicely not to enjoy soccer, you know, because he took me to the matches and it was so boring. And then the people made wow, and then I looked. You know, but this was the ball was always outside because it was kimat entering and didn't enter, and then by every wow it was just nothing. So that instilled in me that the Viceroy is a very boring thing, you know. So I never was into soccer, never was into that, but sports a little bit. Music by me was a problem. By me, music was a problem. I have that till today that I enjoy music and I enjoy working on music. My children know that. But this is a question of tarbus, which that is a problem. I understand this is a problem, but we dealt with it as a part of my thing, and it doesn't make me non-religious in that sense. It's a part of my life. So it was a part of the tarbus, and the children know that's a part of the tarbus. It's not the yeshivish one, but it didn't drive away from the main street. Yeah?
How did you relate to your son? I remember Rabbi Sibyl's story about your son was into soccer. So that's something that's outside of the tarbus of the home. And your son all of a sudden has a very chashuv part of his life, which is this thing, which is...
It was his activity.
Chutz.
Yeah. So never, it was never Beitar Yerushalayim. It was never Real Madrid. It was him playing.
So, but how do you relate to that? You show that you're interested, you're on his side.
In him?
In him.
Of course.
So you ask him, how did he do today?
Of course. Because it's him.
You bought him nice soccer shoes and the whole thing.
This I don't remember. I think the shoes were every Monday and Thursday were gone. You know?
There's no isnagdus in the home. The child develops his own thing, whether it's music, this, that.
Look, Robert, when the child is active and not passively receiving, like looking at the game or something like this, active, it's an entirely different game. Mm-hmm. When he's active, activity always can be entered at home, mostly, you know, when there's no dangerous activity. The soccer thing is not thinking that he will play in a league, not thinking that he will be the biggest musician or things like this. But he does something, you can enchant that. You can do that. There's a difference between activity of a child, which is not in line with your dream of being a godladol, and with the consuming of the child, yeah, of things. Yeah?
So the message he needs to get from you is that you're with him, you support him, and
okay,
you're behind him.
Okay,
you don't have to push him to do it more, but I'm saying
you don't have to scream.
As opposed to showing him that you would really rather him be doing other things.
Yeah.
If it's something that's neutral.
Even when my son was going to play in a team, Stam, against the other cheder, I would not go to look at it and support him. I would not do that. You know, when your child will be playing ball with others and you standing on the side and you do that, that's entirely other thing. No, you can't do it. Afterwards, you're interested. What did you do? And very wise, very good. It's all a question of creating such an avira and environment at home. Yeah?
Because it's an organized competition.
What?
That's because it's an organized competition.
That's because you are into the slavus of the game. Into the slavus of the game.
Because you've now become the passive enjoyer.
Or even when you play with him, even when you play with him against others, okay, once in a while you could do that, but it's not. When as a Rebbe, what would you say? As a Rebbe in a Kita, in America, your Rebbe played with your ball?
Sure.
That's a part of the thing. It was his Natus to Rabban Leib, you know that. About the Asa Rabban Leib, whether a Rebbe should play with the children in the Cheder, and he said, no, by no means, he was in America. And then one of the Rabbani got up and said, we have over here another Masayrus than the Rosh Hashiva. Huh? And he was very right. He had to say that. Because you can't now say, made a statement, the Rabban Leib made a statement, he came from El Sol, made a statement like this, and now you are in America stuck with that. And there's a statement, no, we are not born yesterday, and the Rabban Kotler was here, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was here, we have other Masayrus. But when you are a Rabbi in a Kita, and you play with your children in the Kita soccer, or basketball, or whatever it is, and then you scream with them, then you are gone. Then it's the wrong tarbus. It's the wrong environment. It's the wrong tarbus which is going on. Because now the tarbus becomes that we are together with the rabbi, a sports team. No, we are not a sports team. We do the sport. We do it. Not we are a sports team together. That will be the very wrong message. I think that when the rabbis were good, they didn't do that. When they are lower, once in a while, we have this problem, and they are lower, Pnei Torah, and they make something like this with the students they deal with, they are very much into it, and they hold it terribly wrong. And they scream together, and they want to make it more excited, but it's the wrong tarbus. It's the wrong tarbus coming over. Eh? It's wrong. The tarbus is gone.
So you have to communicate that you're with them, but whatever they're into is not necessarily part of the home tarbus, whatever it would be.
Not part of your excitement, the same thing, yeah. But the home, the tarbus at home, what is your message to give over? I'm with you in activity, but I'm not so much excited about that. Or by me, these things, we don't use it in that way. Or we don't speak like this. This comes over as a home tarbus. That's a very strong education. That gives a strong point. Okay? So today we'll be with that. Okay?
I just have one point. Is there room for a parent to show that there's something that Be'etzim, let's say like the music, to say that Be'etzim, I'm interested in the music, but it's something that I wish I wasn't as interested in?
To share your challenge with them.
I'm not sure. I have to think about that, because this could create a mixed message to the child. I'm not sure. I can't say no. The child doesn't have to know your own problems. As a father, you don't have to communicate to your children your problems in Avodas Hashem. I don't think so.
But if you know he's going to see the things that I'm genuinely excited about, that Be'etzim I do wish I was less excited about. So how do I...
So I don't know how to do that. I understand. Yeah. But it is your problems in Avodas Hashem is not a part of your communication with the children. I don't think so. Okay? So we'll be till now. That is interesting for you, such a thing. So next week someone else will make up something, and then we'll go further on. And then soon we'll cease this thing, because I go to Australia and have a chasana coming up. Yesterday, in 2 weeks, there will be a Uf, and afterwards there will be a chasana. So we'll speak about that customer. Okay? Sei gesund.